So, it's a lot of Mahalchim here in the Chet of Mei Meriva. But they all have to, they're all trying to figure out what exactly went wrong. But at the end of the day, the issue was, is Yan Lo Mantem Bilak Tisheni. There was a concern in lack of Kiddush Hashem. And everyone's asking, who cares if you hit the seller, speak to the seller, at the end of the day, it was an ace. Where exactly is the lack of Kiddush Hashem? So the Nesiv has a Mahalach. He has a whole Mahalach through Baal Midbar, Reb Lech mentioned before, that the Mahalach, how Hashem's being mounted, Klal Yisrael is starting to change. That right now, with the Chet of Mei Meriva, after the Mitzvah of Miriam, we're talking about the Mesei Midbar all died out, and we're in the 40th year of the Midbar. Now we're talking about the Baya Aretz come to Eretz Yisrael. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to start preparing Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, to go into Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, we know that Hanhaga is going to be more Al Derech HaTeva, but in the Midbar and Yetzirah Mitzrayim, everything was more B'derech Neis. And Hashem's weaning of Klal Yisrael out of that mount of Derech Neis and switching and transitioning over to Derech Teva, and he's doing it slowly. Like he brings down a mashal, like a baby that when he's first born, he has the mother's milk, and then he introduces to food slowly by slowly until they get on their own 2 feet. So same thing's happening here. So Hashem took away the Bereshit of Miriam. It wasn't an einish or anything. It was part of this training process that he's trying to be starting slowly to be mounting Klal Yisrael al-pi Derech HaTeva. And Klal Yisrael didn't have, we're looking for mine, they're thirsty. And Hashem told Moshe to go over and speak to the Sela. And the Netziv brings down a Targum Yonason that says, when Hashem told Moshe to speak to the Sela, he talking to Nelson says, go over to the cell and say like a Shem Hashem. So the Netziv says that means either Tefillah or Advar Halacha, Advar Musar. Sounds like he's saying like the Advar Halacha, Advar Musar, like builds up the Tefillah. I'm not sure what he's doing with those two things, but sounds like Indian of Tefillah, go be Mispala to the cell. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Dafka in that way, because when we go into Eretz Yisrael, into the Mahal of Teva, we're going to need to use our Kaich HaTefillah. In the Mahal HaTefillah, that is what Tefillah and Torah, that's going to help us with the Nisayon, with the Mahal HaTefillah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he hits the Sela. And the issue was, the Nisayon says that Hashem B'Daf wanted the Aydei Tefillah, because they all gather around the Sela, and they're all like, so it's like a tzibur, and it'll be Kayach HaTefillah, not Kayach of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Kayach of Moshe Rabbeinu is more Al Derech Nes, and if it was through Klal Yisrael's Kayach HaTefillah, that is what's going to stay with Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, the Tefillah helping them when Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Derech Nes. So that was the issue, that we want to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our Yisrael, even through Tefillah, through Torah. So there was the lack of Kiddush Hashem, that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do Nisim and stuff, but when it comes to our Yisrael, when we're faced with the Nisayon of Teva, so we're there, if Moshe did a Nes, he didn't do Derech Tefillah, so we're not going to have the tools or not know how to be naig in the, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, and that over there was the Chil Hashem. And he says later on in Dvarim, it says that it describes the chet more like it's used the lashon meila. That pshat is that Moshe used a nes when it wasn't a time to use a nes. It was time to use. It was like a meila. You're getting nana from hektish. We shouldn't be getting nana from it. And he says, "Meila, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. It's Midah Keneged Midah. Moshe right now was going with the Mahalach of he's going to Derech Nes, and in Eretz Yisrael we had to be Noyeg with the Mahalach HaTeva, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go that way, so Mila, he couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. That's what Nitzav said, it's like Mita Keneged Mita. So we see that Koyach Tefila in the Mahalach HaTeva, that is what we use to navigate through the Mahalach HaTeva. And with that story, he writes about this, meaning he says that the Tefila is the way to go through the Mahalach HaTeva. And he's very ma'arich there, exactly, he's being ma'arich there, what exactly is the difference between Teva and Nes. And he says that Teva, Be'eto, and Derech Nes, it's the same exact thing. Meaning everything's just Ratzon Hashem, and it's all Ratzon Hashem. There's no Chefza called Teva, it's not Metzias, La'atzmoy, that's doing anything. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. It's all him. Even in Derech Teva, it's also Derech Nes. It's just that we're Morgul in it, so maybe we don't see the Nisim. He says, L'mashal, like, take a seed, you plant a tree, it's Mamash Tchias HaMesim. The seed rots and comes out a whole tree. It's Mamash, same thing as Tchias HaMesim. It's just that we're Morgul in that. And that's why, to us, a Nes is something out of the ordinary. But everything's really decided by Ratzon Hashem. There's no Chefza called Teva, that it's all Ratzon Hashem. And Hashem Dafka did it, that to have a Ratzon on certain things. Teva is that Hashem's Ratzon's on certain things constantly, on certain things. He did that in order to, with Das Ratzon, to make an assign for to make an assign that, to be Aymed bin Assign, that we should realize when Mahalach HaTeva, that we should realize it's still a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because if Hashem's doing a certain thing constantly, then it appears, he says it's a Chizas Anayim, it's an illusion. It appears that there's something besides the Ratzon of Hashem being a Siba to allow things to happen. And the sign is that a person could get carried away and think he's, it's Koichi V'Yitzim Yadi. And he says that's pshat in the Gemara. It says that bracha, you only have bracha on something that's samim in a ayin. That pshat is that when something's samim in a ayin, there's no point of the nesayin anymore. So if there's no point in the nesayin, so then everything's governed by Ratzon Hashem. So maishna this way, that way. There's no Chefza called Teva La'atzmoy to be doing anything. It's all Ratzon Hashem. And Hashem decides to do something constantly to make an Nisayan. But if there's something somewhere in the Ayin, there's no point of Nisayan. So Mila just left off with Ratzon Hashem to be Shadet. Well, it's always Shadet. And also he says, Shan Chanina ben Daisa, that Chanina ben Daisa, Mishayamar, Shem Vyadik, Yomar, Chaimitz Shadik, that Rechinim ben Daisa was able to be Aymed bin Isayin, and he mamish saw everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mela, to him, there's no point of doing Isayin, so everything's just, he sees just Ratzon Hashem, there's no Mechitza separating his vision. And he says, Mela, that is the Avodah of Tefillah, that when you come to tefillah, it's a way to go ahead and be mevatel this outlook of thinking that there's a teva, there's a metzias of teva. We go and be mespala, and we realize that everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running it, and that is the koyach tefillah that we come to do, asking from Hashem, and realize everything is Ratzon Hashem. And he says, "Lamaisa, we're very, even though we know all these ideas that it's all Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Ratzon Hashem, we're very mushba by this view." And he says, "Lamaisa, sometimes you know, see someone he makes a lot of money, and then everyone's hacking like, oh, you see, he came up with the Gishmak Achap to get. That's how he got the money, and that's the Siba. His Chachma was the Siba to get the Aisher." Says, "It's fakert. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be Matzliach. And that is the Siba why he had Chachma. It's not that the Chachma made him Matzliach." There's a Pasuk we say in benching. It's Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Baruch HaGev HaShem Yiftach B'Hashem V'Yashem Miftachoy, that All the Mefarshim ask, what's the double lashon? It's repetitive. So they allow them answer that this person has pitachon, then Hashem will do his part. But I saw from the Chidah has different pshat. It says, really, there's three types of people. There's one person who has pitachon in Basar Adam, okay. He has no matrikas of pitachon. And there's a second guy, he has pitachon, but the Maisa, he knows everything's from Kadosh Baruch Hu, set him up in a certain matziv, everything's come from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the Maisa, he still feels a sense of bitachon from his surroundings and from Teva and his job or whatever it is. So it's cute, like he has like a shittuf. He thinks there's some sense of bitachon from external factors, but he knows also it's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a little higher darga. And then there's darga that a person, the surroundings not mashpia on him. It's not his eyes are not on the surroundings. His kaiches. He's not investing emotionally mamish into his surroundings. It's talking to kol kulan on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pasuk baruch hagerush yiftach b'Hashem. And then the second half is vaya Hashem yiftachai. And Hashem is it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. And in Chos Halavos, in the beginning of Shar B'Tachan, he speaks out. He's being mechali between the Baal Kimia, the chemist or whatever it is, and the Baal B'Tachan. And a lot of the differences between the two was that the Baal B'Tachan, his surroundings are not like mashpi on him. It's not giving him any more B'Tachan. He could be here, he could be there. Everything's the same to him. Because he knows everything's beyond a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashakim and Balkino. He's always relying on his tools, his utensils, where he is. He's very totally on the Teva. And that is the highest level of Pitachon is to mamish not be mushba by the surroundings and realize everything's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and it shouldn't take affect our Pitachon. And yeah. Yeah.